Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Hey, Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. The second hour, Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Thank you for your services out there.
One of my fondest memories as a kid growing up, I know a lot of schools did it, but my mom was a counselor at Milwaukee High School, and they used to have such a big Veterans Day thing every year, and she'd get us out of school, my brother and I, we'd go. My grandfather, when he was still alive, would go, and he served in World War II, and it was so much fun, and all the guys would march out into the high school gymnasium to the Marine fight song, or the Navy fight song, or the Army song, and there was different exhibits. You could learn about wars and where the guys fought, and they would talk about their experiences. It's one of my fondest childhood memories, and I learned a ton as a kid.
You didn't have the day off?
Or maybe we did have the day off.
I think every school has, well, there
they
was...
didn't. Maybe they did it on a different day and it wasn't actually on Veterans Day because it was a holiday. I can't remember. I just remember we would not go to school that day that they did it at Milwaukee and she would take us. And it was one of the things I was more thankful for because I learned a lot about my grandfather that I didn't know in those kind of moments and how proud he was.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a day to remember and honor everybody who has served this country.
Yeah. I had a lot of family that I know that served. And so it means a lot today to honor them, pay the respects, tell them thank you. Our office is basically closed. We're the only ones in today.
It is. We asked the brand man, like, hey, are we getting Veterans Day off too? And he could put the kibosh on that.
Isn't the brand man coming in? Because if you're going to...
He better. Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you're going to...
You got to be in here with the troops.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
What are you staying home?
You're the boss.
It's my understanding he'll be in normal time.
You better be in here, brand man. We got our eyes on you.
What is the normal time for the brand man? Sometimes it's early and sometimes I feel like I don't see him at all.
I think it depends on if he's on the road at a Oregon Duck football game or what time he arrives back.
There's also sometimes he needs to be here later in the evening depending on what's going on, so he will come in later.
Isaac and Suk massages.
Yeah, he's got to rub him down. Still waiting for my water jug, Rob. What are we doing here?
Yeah, come on, Rob.
You're the one that complained about not having water close enough. You said, I'll fill the water, and now you're not filling the water.
Yeah, I jumped in to try to help.
Patrick is holding the line here, which I'm glad that he is, because Patrick has then rotated in buying more water for our water filler. And Patrick's holding the line because it's Rob's turn and he's not filling that thing.
Well, we're supposed to be a shared community here, right?
Yes, we are.
I use the water, you use the water. Now you're not paying, I'm paying. Patrick's paying. And look, Patrick, I mean this in a complimentary way. Patrick's kind of a bitch. And what I mean by that is, like, Patrick would normally just say, you know what, it's not my turn. It's not right that I'm taking the turn, but I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean that in a negative way. So I've been very proud of Patrick for holding his line.
Hold your line.
And saying, Sprague bought the water.
Don't be a scab.
I bought the water before that. It's one Isaac Rop's turn.
Hey, I got no problem. I'm not going to go get the water, but if you want me to Venmo you the money for buying the water, I'll Venmo you the money for buying the water. I also wasn't the one that complained about not having a water stand in front of the studio.
Well, I just, you know, I didn't either, but like I thought it was, I'm filling my water bottle up.
Sure.
So I'm going to, you know, spend the $8. Yeah,
I'll give you $8. Rob, I'll Venmo you $8 if you go fill up the water thing.
You
How about
should
that?
Actually do this.
I'll text
Open
him right
your
now.
Phone.
Yeah.
Just Venmo him $8.
I'll Venmo him $8
right
now.
He might not accept it.
Yeah.
He might not even have a Venmo.
Oh, by the way, Brandman claiming he's on the way to, he's on his way into Eugene right now, and he'll be in later today. Okay. I'm calling shenanigans. Shenanigans on the Brandman.
Going to Eugene to avoid the Sunrise guys, only to come back All and right. massage the drive time guys.
Let's find Isaac Rop. There
I see
he is.
What you're doing, Brandman.
I see what he's doing
do
here.
Do you see Isaac on your Venmo?
I do. I got Isaac Rop on my Venmo.
Just send him $8.
No descriptor?
No, well... Do the wet eggplant.
Oh, okay.
The drip drip.
You may give him a little drip drip eggplant.
Give him a little drip drip.
Okay, there you go. $8. Boom.
Okay. Now he'll see that when he sees it.
La, la, la. Drip drip drip.
And we'll see if he fills up our water.
Let's see what the reaction is to that later
it's
on.
It's technically his turn.
It is his turn.
We've
he
been
complained.
Waiting weeks.
He complains when the Clorox wipes aren't in here. Well, I'm going to complain when my water's not filled up, damn it. By the way, high school DB coaches chiming in, 100% a seatbelt.
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It's not
Thank
yeah,
you. Dude,
not
it's clearly like strapping
hey,
down.
Yeah. Hey. I'm not hip with the kids.
Do you not watch?
I mean, I do watch.
Is Anthony
I just,
not up yet? I would think yeah, your boy Anthony Newman would have that one down.
He should know that, too. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all of his kids do that. Maybe I'm just weird.
A sword?
I don't know.
That was the weirdest thing you could have thought
I'm
of.
An idiot. What do you want from me?
So every time you've seen a DB,
put your sword
watch
in, baby.
Too much Game of Thrones.
That's, yeah. Game, yeah.
Needle. I'm going to put my needle away.
That's kind of cool.
What?
That's what I thought, man. You got a big old
sword with two hands?
I got my sword. It's a big sword. You can't handle a big sword with one hand.
That's not what she says. We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of the program.
Yeah.
We'll talk with Mike Richmond at 8:30 for a Blazer ticker.
Yeah.
They're on the road. They're 0-2.
They're on the road.
Devastation. That was Dirt's fault last night.
That was tough. We had a baby Kobe game.
Lost 3 in a row. We're 5-5.
Yeah. We're kind of heading right where I thought we would be.
Yeah.
I think we're going to hover in that 500 territory most of the year unless they make a trade.
You'd be really thankful you won that OKC game right now.
Settle down.
No, I'm just saying, like, that you'd be below. I mean, that would be a longer losing streak.
Oh, you
streak
thought he was making a dig at draft status?
Yeah. No, I'm not. No, not that. I'm just saying that's, yeah. If you had lost that game and not come back and won that game, they were down by 20 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
The conversation's a little, I'm not saying anybody's panicking after three games, nor should you. We're 10 games into the regular season, but I do think it tastes a little bit different if you don't come back and win that game.
Shout out Cade Cunningham, by the way.
Having a great year, man.
Nice little 40-point triple-double last night.
My Detroit Pistons.
But he also set a record.
Oh, he took 46 shots.
He had the most misses in an NBA game in NBA history last night.
46 shots?
It was either 14.
46 points on 45 shots.
No, it was 46 shots.
What?
He missed 31 shots last night.
What?
Yeah. He was like 14.
That's a misleading headline.
Because
I didn't obviously watch any of that game. I just saw the headline. I'm like, damn, good for Cade Cunningham. That's an awesome game.
What's that use?
Context missing, dude.
You know what, though?
Got that dub.
Got that dub.
Got that dub.
How is that? What?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It was a buzzer.
45. He 14 of 45. He shot 31% from the floor, and we're giving him credit?
It's a 46-point triple-double.
No, you get nothing for that. Nothing. If it takes you 45 shots to score 46 points, you do not get the benefit
people
of the doubt.
People literally say Kobe's better than LeBron because he shot
people are idiots.
60 shots and got 60 points.
People are idiots. That's like a no-name pitcher throwing a no-hitter against the AAA Oakland Athletics. Like, that doesn't count.
And walking 10 guys.
That doesn't count. Nobody in the history of the NBA will remember that. Look, I'm a Cade Cunningham guy. I picked the Pistons to go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. That's embarrassing. Stop shooting the ball, man.
You just
he missed 30 shots in a game.
I gave you a stat.
30 shots.
And you went from time on how much you love him to
I didn't think I was
going to
lose my voice today. Now I'm going to lose my voice yelling about him missing 30 shots. How is that possible? You shouldn't even take 30 shots in a game to begin with. That's how many he missed.
You know what that defense was doing to him last night?
God, they were strapping
Buckling
him up.
Down. Strapped down, dude.
Yeah, not putting a sword away.
We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of our radio program. By the way, you can reach us at 503-864-6326. It is a Mail Sack Tuesday. I don't know if everybody else has the day off, Veterans Day, but if you're out there and you're hanging out with us, the Mail Sack, we'll get to that coming up in the 9 a.m. hour. So you can reach us at the Van Text line, or you can put it on YouTube. You know why, Dirt? Because we're on YouTube.
Yes, we are.
YouTube.com/1051FM, The Fan. I don't know what happened, but suddenly everybody hates Notre Dame.
Mm.
And maybe they've always hated Notre Dame, but just you know, at this point of the season, it's all showing itself?
I think it's always been there under the belly of the college football world because they're allowed to do whatever they want and just get away with it.
Well, two coaches yesterday brought up Notre Dame in different ways. Joey McGuire was praising BYU after they beat BYU at home this week and really thumped BYU.
They did. They dominated that game.
But McGuire's still praising BYU, and this is why.
Was really excited whenever they joined the Big 12 because I think that they carry a lot of weight and a lot of respect. I think that I have a lot of respect for them entering a conference and not playing an independent schedule like other people. Y'all already know who that is. And so I have a lot of respect for that. I mean, they're earning their right just like everybody but a couple of people in the nation are earning their right through conference play, you know, and playing in some really tough places.
Are you Team McGuire or Team Notre Dame?
I mean, I'm Team McGuire here. Notre Dame should be in a conference. I get why they don't. If I were a Notre Dame fan, I would argue we shouldn't because there's no punishment at all for not joining a conference.
One TV network's going to pay us $30 or $40 million a year.
It's a 12-team playoff now. Like in a 4-team field, maybe the argument would have been stronger from inside Notre Dame circles. But yeah, dude, as an outside observer who roots slightly for them because I loved the movie Rudy when I was a kid, I can't stand that they're allowed to do this. Their best resume right now, their strongest calling card on their resume, are close losses to Miami and A&M. The win over USC is solid, but we don't know where USC is going to finish.
That's their best win of the year.
That's their best win of the year. What if USC loses to Iowa this weekend and loses to Oregon next week?
They will be unranked.
They'd finish the season without a single win over a ranked team, and their resume would be built upon two close losses early in the season, which, again, should not eliminate you. But go look at the rest of their wins, man. Is Purdue the worst team in the Big Ten, or one of the worst teams at least?
Them and Michigan State.
They're terrible, right? Arkansas is probably the worst team in the SEC. Boise State is not the Boise State they've been in years past. NC State's been underwhelming. Boston College is the worst team in the ACC, and Navy's a group of six team. That's your resume. So the win over USC was nice. It was solid. It was in the rain. But we don't know where USC is going to finish right now.
I have a follow-up cut from a different coach on Notre Dame that I want to get to on the other side. I also have a question. Now, I understand why Swag responds with the media money that they get with their NBC contract. We don't get to spend the money, and the fans don't get to spend the money. So, like, yeah, you want your program funded. And there's also a conversation today about another local Northwest school talking about funding their university for football, which I found very interesting and eye-opening. But, like, fans shouldn't really care how much the media companies are paying the schools. Like, you just want your team to have the money. Couldn't you make an argument that the fans would probably enjoy and love being in a conference more because you build up the conference? There is something about playing in a conference and winning a conference and showing it week in, week out in your conference that there's a sense of pride there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't care about the Big Ten.
No.
But there is a sense of pride watching your team march through the Big Ten.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Through the regular season.
After everybody said how hard it's going to be and you go win the conference in year one, I loved it.
Well, or in the Pac-12 days, right? Yeah. We had those years where some years were really fun. And there's something about going through a conference schedule, a consistent conference schedule, instead of saying five or six games are in the ACC, so we're kind of in a weird partnership with them, and then all these other non-conference teams. There is some pride about that, and I actually think Notre Dame fan, if you pressed them, I think it'd be more exciting if they were in a conference just for the season standpoint. We can get to the other side. There is somebody they're playing this weekend that basically doesn't care that they're playing them this weekend.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about this with the clip on the other side, so we'll get to that. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, rolls on.
Yes.
I was going to say rolls over.
I mean, we are rolling over.
We are rolling
the conversation
over.
And we're rolling on
we're
the show.
We're rolling on.
Somebody need a belly scratch?
I need a breakfast burrito. We're rolling on while we roll over. That was a weird comment by you.
You got a hot spot on your tummy? What's going on there?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Could be all over for Nico Harrison today. Oof. That's going to hurt.
It's a bad look for your franchise to fire the guy.
That he's gone, but simultaneously... What? How was that allowed to happen?
Trade Luka Doncic. And then as an owner, you sit courtside with a child Laker fan who flipped you off.
Yeah.
And then told him that you did kind of regret trading Luka after putting your heels in the ground and telling us that you trust what Nico's doing.
Just they have no clue what they're doing in Dallas right now. No clue. But the NBA rigged the lottery for him, you know, so that's cool.
Well, they definitely did. You can't count on the Dallas Mavericks or Nico, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Got a lot of coach audio today. I got some PJ Fleck rowing the boat.
Row, row, row your boat.
We have Jed Fish being asked by Dave Duffy Mahler about the coaching rumors.
Please don't leave me, Jed. I need you.
Suddenly seems to really love UW. I don't know if it's that loss at Wisconsin or something else.
Some of the other offers might have dried up. UCLA and Florida stopped calling after that weekend, man. Ah, no, we're good. Hey, I love it here.
Jed, you scored 10 points against Wisconsin.
Yeah. I also love that the follow-up, he's like, I don't know where all this stuff comes from. The follow-up wasn't, it comes from you not having a job longer than 3 years your entire career. You've done this to yourself. Like, this is not some made-up thing. It's not like you've been there for 20 years, dude. You've never been loyal in your life.
We played the McGuire audio praising BYU for joining a conference. They used to be an independent, and they've been in the Big 12. And look, they lost on Saturday. They've had a great year. And Kalani Sitake's done a good job. McGuire giving BYU their flowers. Notre Dame plays Pittsburgh. Okay. It's one of these random ACC.
It's where game day is going this weekend.
It's a big one.
It's a ranked matchup, Bob.
It's those like pseudo ACC conference games for Notre Dame they get to point to.
That's a top 25 Pitt team.
And Narduzzi at Pittsburgh was asked if Notre Dame for them was a must win game. Take a listen to his response.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110 to 10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
Is there a way where he's right? He just worded
that
poorly?
Of course he's right, but you can't say that. Every game's a must. Every game not a must? What are we doing here?
Well, he thinks, I think what he knows
he's
is...
He's saying if we win the conference, we're fine.
He just wants to be in the conference championship game.
They might be a playoff team if they win the conference title. No. That's his argument,
I think,
right?
He knows the truth.
Our pathway in is if we win the ACC, we can make it into the college football playoff, and what happens this weekend has no bearing on that. It's not a wrong argument. It's not wrong to think that internally. You never admit that. This is when was the last time College Game Day went to Pitt?
Oh, I don't know.
It's been over 20 years.
Has it been?
I heard the answer yesterday. It was like the early 2000s. They haven't been in for it. When was the last time you thought about Pitt football?
Larry Fitzgerald played Oregon State in a bowl game.
Insight Bowl. I remember that game. Yeah. That's how long it's been.
Yeah.
College Game Day's on your campus. This is Notre Dame is in town. This is one of the biggest games for you in a long time. How many people knew that Pitt was in the top 25?
I probably would have raised my hand.
Okay, they're in the top 25.
They're one of those stupid two-loss teams.
Like, oh, look at that Pitt. Like, what? Pitt's good again?
Pitt, okay.
Is Larry Fitzgerald and his butt back over there? I don't know what's going on. They're in the top 25. It's a massive game for them. What are we talking about?
When did Dave Wanstead
coach? This is a preseason game now? Like, it doesn't count? No counties?
Well,
we can come hang 100 on us and it won't matter?
I mean, he's not wrong in the conference.
You just don't say it publicly.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. Of course he's not wrong. You don't say it publicly. If I'm a fan of Pitt, imagine Dan Lanning saying that. Like, they play Georgia in a non-conference game. This game don't matter. This ain't a must-win. They could beat us 100 to nothing. If we win the Big Ten, it doesn't matter. What? You don't say this out loud, man.
No, you don't.
Have a filter, Pat.
It is kind of funny, though. It's like he basically admitting, I don't care about Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But we got to prepare. We're prepared
Matt,
for
we're
Notre
prepared.
Dame.
It's a massive home game for them, dude.
I hope Notre Dame beats them 110 to 3.
That would be really funny.
Like,
if
I
that
hope
happened.
You actually get beat by the score you threw out just so Marcus Freeman can go over, shake your hand, look you in the eye, and say, maybe you should have cared about us.
Maybe you should have spent a little bit more time thinking about this instead of ACC games.
I'm in a weird spot where I'm hearing that. And I'm like, dude, I hope Notre Dame blows them out and makes them regret that statement by the coach. And then also, I'm agreeing with McGuire of like, get an a conference. I really would like you in a conference, but I know you'll never be in a conference because you get to play by your own rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they've reached a point now where every barrier that could have existed that would have led them to joining a conference is now gone. Like Notre Dame, they won't get it this year, at least it doesn't appear they will at this point. But when the 12-team playoff was originally announced, one of the detractors or arguments against Notre Dame was, well, they're never going to be able to get a first-round bye because it has to be a conference champion that gets a first-round bye. And after 1 year, we saw how flawed that system was, and they ripped up the piece of paper and rewrote it.
And I still think that was an overreaction. I understand that Boise State, like we said it in the moment, should not have gotten a bye. They're Boise State, and they had a great year.
Sure.
You should not have overreacted the way that they did.
That would have existed this year, though, because name me who the fourth bye would have gone to.
Who cares? They would have lost.
It might be an unranked ACC team.
Yeah, and they would have got bludgeoned by whoever they played. But you know what? You can't, like, starting something and pivoting out after 1 year in that format.
It's college football. There's nobody in charge. They just make it up as they go.
I'm well aware of that.
This is the problem that we have right now.
I'm well aware of that.
Could use somebody that knows what the hell they're doing.
I know, but what did you see the ACC? They put out on their social media, the ACC official page. They basically took a shot at Notre Dame. Did you see this?
I did not, no.
They go look at the ACC Twitter feed. They sent out blind resume, Team A, Team B. Do you know who Team A was?
Was Virginia or Georgia
Miami.
Tech? Miami.
You know who Team B was?
Notre Dame.
It was Notre Dame.
They're both two-loss teams, and Miami has a head-to-head win
Miami's
over
Miami's resume is actually technically better.
This is my argument last week when the rankings came out.
But what's funny is the ACC throwing shots at Notre Dame while trying to prop up Miami. Who do they allow to basically enter their conference?
Yeah. Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
They got one leg in the water. That's it. One leg. We'll play 5 or 6 games every year, and that's all we're doing.
I hate that conference. So I cannot believe our conference died, and that conference is still alive. That stupid ACC.
They just agreed to redistribute their revenue sharing based on Clemson and Florida State complaining, and Clemson and Florida State are below 500, man. They don't know what the hell they're doing. The ACC might get left out of the playoff this year. It's insanity what's happening. I will back them on this argument, and I brought this up last week after the rankings came out. We'll get to react to it again tonight when we get our stupid rankings and we all get to yell about something tomorrow on the show. Like, Miami won the game. If you want to tell me you think Notre Dame is playing better right now and you would have them ranked one spot ahead of Miami, all right. I'll hear the argument. The dirty poll has had Notre Dame ranked ahead of Miami last week because I do think they're playing better right now. But an eight spot difference for two teams with the same record, and one of them has a head-to-head win over the other?
It's insane.
Notre Dame's best win is USC. Miami's best win is Notre Dame. Like, you're telling me it's early in the season so it doesn't count as much? Then why do we even play games early in the season?
Who would say that?
I don't know. This is why we need automatic qualifiers, man. This is so stupid that we do this. We need automatic qualifiers.
Can't wait to see where Miami's ranked tomorrow on the dirty poll and where Notre Dame's at on the dirty poll.
Find out. 8 o'clock.
We have a lot more to get into as we roll on here in the second hour. I want to pause the college football audio here because we got coach audio. We got PJ Fleck rowing the boat to Oregon. We've got Jed Fish kind of saying he's committed. But did you really take away that he's committed or that he's just complimenting himself and the program?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff he said, there's an easy combat to of like, people don't have any clue how excited I am about these freshmen. Well, you can take all of them with you.
I mean,
if you go somewhere. That's what you did when you were at Arizona.
Committed, yeah. Does it take you that long to say you're
also
committed?
Also, like, you know, look, Dan Lanning is an easy example because he's close, right? Yeah. You know who I know is really excited and committed? Dan Lanning, because he answers the question every time it's asked, even though he could at this point say,
enough, guys.
Hey, Rich Eisen or Trey Wingo, I respect you greatly. I've answered this question too many times. I don't want to answer this for the 88th time. Yeah, Thank you. But he still answers it. So, Jed Fish, you know, people don't know how excited I am to be here. Because you refuse to continue, you don't tell us.
Yeah.
That's why.
So your name has been listed on these lists for a month now, and this is the first time you've addressed it.
So we'll get to that. We will pause, though, on a Mail Sack Tuesday. We're going to pivot. Did a child just make a franchise-changing decision for a team in sports? A child. They might have. I'll tell you who it is. Audio from Fleck, Jed Fish defending staying at Washington. And a Mail Sack Tuesday coming up here in the 9 a.m. hour, 503-864-6326. Mike Richmond, the homie, will join us at 8:30 for a Blazer ticker.
God, that one hurt last night. That was tough.
That one did hurt. That nice, what was it, a swag? Is it 11-0 run at the end?
11-0 run. Yeah. Took the lead with 10 seconds, 10 and a half seconds.
Missed free throws each way, too, in the final. I mean, yeah.
Dude, Paolo almost airballed the go-ahead free throw.
Like, what was that?
That's choking.
How about the drawn-up play to Jeremy, too, for the M1? That was awesome.
That was nice.
That was great.
A nice little play.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of breaking news, though, in the association. My stupid league can, you know, let's not talk about any of the games. We might as well just say it now because it's not going to officially happen till 8 a.m., but if it's happening at 8 a.m., it means it's done now. Nico Harrison has been fired by the Dallas Mavericks.
What took you so long, Dallas?
So this is, I don't know how many people have seen this story, so I want to kind of read some excerpts through Christian Clark of The Athletic, who covers the Mavericks. So on their game yesterday against Milwaukee, Patrick Dumas, who is basically married into the ownership family. And he's the talking governor representative of the Mavericks publicly.
He's the Nepo son-in-law who's allowed to run an NBA team.
he was seen courtside sitting next to a young man wearing a Luka Doncic gold Laker uniform, and they were having a conversation. Well, they have dove in, and they found out that that young man's name is Nicholas Dickinson. He is an 18-year-old resident of Dallas whose family owns season tickets four rows behind where the owner sits, Dumont.
We got some cash there.
And he felt terrible because of the opening night game against the Spurs. Dickinson was seen yelling the F-bomb and flipping off Dumont. He is one of the Mav fans very frustrated that they traded Luka Doncic.
How would you not be?
The kid felt terrible about this. How bad? He felt so bad that he decided to go to the game and apologized to Dumont's face. So kudos to the kid for being immature and then saying, you know what, I feel horrible about this. I feel wrecked. So he sat down with Dumont and he basically said, I'm so sorry for using that language. I'm sorry for flipping you the bird. What wasn't expected was Dumont responded to the apology after accepting it and telling him he feels horrible for the Luka Doncic trade and he wanted to make it up. So he also apologized to the kid because if you haven't seen, Luka Doncic is off to a great start. He's averaging 30-plus points. He's having a monster year. He's in the best shape of his life. And Nico Harrison gave Luka Doncic to the Lakers for almost nothing.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis has gotten hurt. He's also wearing goggles the rest of his career, so that's a really bad take. You're not Kareem. And
or Horace Grant.
And the Dallas Mavericks are terrible. They lost last night to the Bucks at home.
Cooper Flagg had a nice night, though.
Cooper Flagg had a career-high night, and it is going to be announced officially at 8, but it's already done. Nico Harrison, the fire Nico chance. If you think public shaming doesn't work.
It can work.
It can. Don't give up hope. I hear it in Europe all the time in Premier League soccer. Sack the manager. Sack the gaffer. It works. It worked in Dallas. Nico Harrison is going to get fired, and a large portion of this needs to be, thank you, 18-year-old.
This is one of the things that I chuckle at when people have a hard time criticizing organizations or asking, well, what do you know? You've never run a team. You've never been in those shoes. Like, these people have no idea what they're doing. This is one of the worst-run organizations over the last calendar year that existed in the history of sports. They allowed this guy, who had no background running an NBA team as a general manager, to come in. They go to the NBA Finals, and then he trades away the star player, rips away the fabric of the basketball community in the city of Dallas, ruins the relationship between the organization and the fans, which is a good fan base. Doesn't have a lot going for him right now.
And it was a new ownership group, too.
New ownership group, like, hey, let's do everything we can to make sure the fans are happy and keep this relationship strong. They allow Nico to trade him in the middle of the night without shopping him to the rest of the NBA. Like, I've always maintained, if you want to tell me you thought he was fat and drinking too many beers and you wanted to move on from him, it's still going to age like a bad trade, but at least call the other 30 teams in the league, or 29 teams in the league, and say, hey, who's got the best offer for Luka Doncic? Because I guarantee you would have gotten a better offer than what they got from L.A. They didn't even get Austin Reeves from L.A. in this trade, which is just, he should have been fired on the spot the moment that that happened. It's one of the worst trades in terms of a return that we have ever seen. They allow him to stick around. Of course, the NBA rigs the lottery, and now he's out of a job. These people have no idea what they're doing, and it's what happens when you have these rich folks who are Nepo babies who are handed, you know, the keys to something really nice, and they can crash it into the ground relatively quickly.
I just don't know what you do. It's a step in the direction the fan base wants, right? They've been chanting fire Nico since he made the trade.
It's not going to win the fan base over. Well, yeah, this could take a long time to repatch that relationship.
I mean, they're going to need Cooper Flagg to become
Luka
level.
Yes.
I mean, that because Cooper's off to a little bit of a rough start. Nice night for him last night, and I'm not blaming him for his rough start.
No.
That roster's terrible.
Yes, and everybody else around him is hurt.
And he's also having to play point guard.
Yeah.
But what I would say is, even though you give the fans what they want in firing Nico Harrison, which the minute I would have found out he was going to trade Luka at all and then trade Luka for that, I would have said, no, you're not.
No, you're
fired.
You own the team.
The
this falls
that you
on
were
you.
Even thinking about this that
yes.
soon after we were just in the finals is one of the more egregious mental mistakes I've ever seen an individual at that high a level job make. So him being fired isn't surprising. But how are the fans all supposed to feel knowing, one, they got you to do what they wanted you to do, but
it starts at the top.
You
man.
Let him trade him.
It starts with ownership.
He already traded it.
Yes.
So
there's no undoing this. You did this last
him
year.
Him being fired
there's
doesn't.
No takes backsies now that
no.
you fired him.
No. The trade
hey, here's
is
Anthony
no
Davis.
Avoid.
Just kidding. We'll take Luka back now that he's skinny. We just wanted him to go to LA for a summer and get in shape, and now we're cool with him being back on our team.
Look, you have called out the ownership here, and it's going to change hands. It's going to go to Dundon, who, by the way, has the money being backed. According to the report on Friday, there is no Vulcans will be hanging around here. It's over. It's done. They are gone, and Dundon and company and Orange Chicken will be here.
Yes, sir.
Okay? I don't even know how we'd respond to this being Portland. Everything that we just laid out. Like, all the circumstances will say, but it's us.
I mean, knowing our fan base, 60% of them would still defend it, because that's just the way our fan base works sometimes, and we have to defend and be happy about everything that happens, as if no bad decisions or bad trades or bad moves or bad hires or, you know, as if nothing negative has happened around this organization for the last 15 years. Everything's sunshine and roses to about 60% of our fan base. So I don't know if we would react this way. Dallas has been aggressive. The fans have been aggressive in the way that they've reacted. The brutal part about this, though, again, is Nico's an idiot. He should have never been handed the role of general manager in the first place. And to your point, he should have never been able to make that trade last year, sending Luka to L.A. The issue starts at the top, and that's not going to change in Dallas. They're not selling. Adelson's not selling that
team. Oh, no, they just bought it.
They just bought it, and yeah. DuPont has that boneheaded, buffoon-looking idiot still going to be in charge for the foreseeable future. So if I'm a Mavs fan, this is great. Like, I'm glad that Nico's out of a job, but guess what? He's going to have some golden parachute.
Dude.
Probably go back and work at Nike. Like, his life's going to be fine. My life as a fan has been essentially ruined in the short term, even though the NBA rigged the lottery for me.
He's going to get millions of dollars on his contract buyout. He is absolutely... People said the funniest outcome here would be the Lakers hiring him as the assistant GM.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if that happened?
Just to troll it publicly? Now, that won't probably happen.
It won't happen.
But you're right. He could probably get any gig he wants. Wants to go back to Nike. He's got great relationships with players. Like, this dude is being publicly shamed today. He'll be okay. He'll be all right here.
You can't overcome bad ownership, though, man.
No, it's really hard.
How many organizations, I'll be curious, I don't know this off the top of my head. Like, if you look around all of sports, how many teams would you say are winning in spite of a really bad owner?
In spite of bad owner. Well, the Knicks.
Okay, that's a good one.
Can we agree on that?
They are now back to relevant. Yeah. They were bad for a very long time, and they've had 2 years now in the playoffs.
The Timberwolves started to do this, and I know it's now changing hands to the A-Rod group, but that owner sucked. They started winning there at the end of that tenure.
Yeah, that's fair. Trying to think around the rest of the NBA. And the NFL, I
think the Lakers have had success. I mean, they won a title, and you can poo-poo the bubble. The Buss family ownership group's terrible.
It was not
it
very
has
good.
Not been good since their dad passed away.
It's also a bit of a, I mean, I guess New York could be this too, but there's the
big large market
geography
thing.
Angle of that. I'm like, yeah, but that's the only reason that they're staying.
The Suns, I think the Suns need to be in this. They've had some good successful runs, and their ownership stories have come out of like pretty terrible.
Yeah,
they're not well run. They just went to finals a few years ago, and I don't think they were really well run. The Bulls, Michael Jordan defied everything with that ownership group, clearly, because look what they've done since Michael Jordan retired.
Yeah, greatest player of all time.
Other than that,
like in the NFL, you had Brown with the Bengals make the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
The Bengals are the premier example in the NFL,
Detroit
right?
had a horrible reputation ownership-wise forever until Dan Campbell came in and kind of saved the day.
You know, you could put one in here because we haven't talked about it yet. It broke during the end of our show. You could make a real argument their two Super Bowl runs being a little fluky-ish, but still winning the two Super Bowls, to be fair.
Yeah.
Look what the Giants do when they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Here's what I would say. The only thing I would contend with Mara is I think that opinion is of him now, but they were a really good organization for a long time with Coughlin and Eli. Like, I don't think we've looked at them and thought that's a bad owner at the time. When did Mara buy the Giants?
I think we would be surprised how little they accomplished without the Super Bowls.
Oh, I mean, there's not a lot of playoff wins in there, sure, but I didn't ever look at them as like a dumpster fire. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's misremembered.
So you're looking for the dumpster fire.
Well, just like you look and like, God, they have no idea what they're doing.
Well,
that's a disaster.
Okay, so since they won the Super Bowl.
Since they won the Super Bowl, they've done nothing. They haven't won a play. Oh, they did win one playoff game with Daniel Jones. They've won one playoff game.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I think that's more of in the last 10 years. So right now, I would agree with you. But them winning, I didn't have that opinion of them when they had Coughlin and Eli.
But
is what I would say.
That's fine. But also, again, I think it wasn't that great when they weren't winning the Super Bowl. And having one playoff win since,
sure,
that kind of speaks to ownership.
Yeah. The last 10 years has not been good. They've made terrible coaching hires, and they've had no clue what they're doing.
I'll give you one right now, and I don't even know. I don't expect them to do much in the playoffs, but at least they've made the Chargers.
Yeah. Spanos has been this forever.
He's been terrible.
Yes, he can't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh was finally the right hire, but before that, let's remember he hired Brandon Staley.
It's pretty crazy, man. This is a massively shocking development of go back to the day we found out he was traded. I was on a couch. I thought I was being butt-crack sports.
Nobody believed it.
And then he did the press conference, and then he said it was about a winning window
for playing defense and the style of team they wanted to build.
You couldn't win a title the way that Luka plays, even though they were just in the championship.
Yeah.
And 9 months later, he's fired.
It's just, as a fan, I'd still be.
All time.
Cooper Flagg is, you know, you were gifted that by the NBA to try and save some face, but I would be out for a long time as a fan. I just would have to punt emotionally on caring or being invested in that team.
I know Peyton was really successful with Breeze. I think you could throw the Saints in this, too. Okay. I think their ownership sucks.
Yeah.
And I think winning makes you forget about it. But the minute you lose the winning thing,
sure,
you're reminded. It kind of sucks at the top, and they can't identify how to replace the one thing.
Yeah, but they had that one thing for 20 years. That was a long run.
Not quite full 20 years, but it was a nice run. It was a really nice run.
They hired Sean Payton, and they won a lot of games.
Yeah. They did.
That's got to count for
Drew
something.
Drew Brees, Hall of Fame guy. Have I heard of him?
That's got to count for something.
Fair point. So if you're just tuning in, Nico Harrison, fire Nico, it's official. 8 a.m. today, the Mavericks are going to make the announcement. According to Shams Charania, first reported by Mark Stein and Tim McMahon of ESPN, Nico Harrison's going to get fired by the Dallas Mavericks. Wild turn of events after trading Luka Doncic. We got more to get to here on the old Dirt and Sprague plate in the 7 a.m. hour. We're back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Well, we went a little long there. I apologize to absolutely nobody, including you, Swag.
Poor Mavs fans, man.
Man, get out of here.
They're the losers here.
Yeah, they only got the number one pick, and they had Luka Doncic, and they were in the finals.
Oh,
and they
don't
won a
get me
title,
wrong. Their lives are fine compared to our lives, but that still sucks.
Yeah. It is nice to have another Western Conference team off to a bad start, though.
It is. Our organization just tells us we're going to go so all in it hurts, and then they tell us 3-point guards can play on the same team.
They're 500.
They are. They are. Remember that one? Remember that moment in time? Remember that? Guys, we're going to go so all in, it's going to hurt. We're going to be so aggressive. We got all of our chips are right here. We're going to push them to the middle of the table. And then we're going to draft Scoot Henderson third overall and then make Damian Lillard force his way out of Portland.
But we'll bring him back on the full mid-level.
And then we're going to bring him back after he tears his Achilles.
Man, we miss Blake Wesley.
I never thought I'd say that after mocking that signing, but I agree with you. We really miss Blake Wesley.
We need another real point guard.
We really need somebody else that can handle the ball.
We'll talk with Mike Richmond coming up here in the third hour. The homie's going to hop on for the ticker at 8:30.
This is just, I think it's a lesson for everybody of like, it's okay to be critical of, they don't have, not, I shouldn't say they have no idea what they're doing, But this idea that you can't criticize or question or like,
oh,
hey,
I
what's
agree.
Up with that?
Like, I agree with you.
There's so many fans that live in this bubble of like, that's my team. I can't ever be negative about them. And I will just never understand that mindset. Look at that face of Patrick DuPont sitting courtside.
It's Dumont.
Dumont. Who cares? You tell me that guy knows anything about basketball. His head is so far up his ass, he doesn't know what day of the week it is.
I am with you, though. It's why I don't like any of their sports teams. It's why I do respect Philly. Now, do they go a little too hard too soon? Yeah.
Who the hell out of your team when they don't play well? Fire people. Yell for people to get fired when things aren't going right. Have standards, man.
You know, there's a weird mix of a sports fan in our region that's gone to a Duck game and they've booed Oregon for having a slow start.
Three and out in the first quarter.
And then gotten mad at local media members who questioned the Blazers. That person's existed before, and I don't know how you square that in your head.
They definitely exist, man.
Yeah, they do. We have a lot to get to in the third hour of the program. This one's a shorty is what we call it, a dirt special. It's what the segment's called.
Ooh, a dirt special, huh?
A shorty.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I'm small.
Joe Burrow's back, kinda, maybe, soon?
Could be. TBD?
Could the Bengals?
No.
Nope.
No? Nope.
Impossible?
Nope. Did he play last year?
Smoking on that Joe Burrow.
Was he good last year?
He was great last year.
Did they go to the playoffs?
Just barely missed.
Why didn't they go to the playoffs?
Well, they had slow starts.
And what about the other side of the ball?
Trey Hendrickson was great.
Yeah, what about the rest of that defense? Have they gotten any better this year? Because they're not like historically bad by any measurement, are they? So Joe Burrow's definitely going to change things because he plays middle linebacker. Do you know that? Just like Joe Montana.
Well, you're poo-pooing Joe Burrow's return.
Joe Burrow's
like
great. I'm excited to watch Joe Burrow play again, but it means literally nothing for them because their defense is the worst in the history of the NFL.
Is Jed Fish committed to Washington? Lane Kiffin making a lot of sense. A ridiculous college football conversation between two national voices and faces. We can get to that as well. Mike Richmond at 8:30, and it's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so get the Mail Sack questions in at 503-864-6326. We're back with the third hour of the radio program, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.